T-minus 28. Ford McCarthy Residence, Birchwood, Colorado. When the primary window on her laptop's screen faded to black, decisively signaling the end of the Focus 2020 broadcast, Emma McCarthy breathed her deepest sigh of relief in months. Everyone had come through, from Billy and Timo to Clark and even Joe Crabb, while Jan Geller's flagrant attempts to rile Clark in particular had only led him to respond to her mention of Piper in a naturally protective way that was likely to go down well with almost everyone. He hadn't slipped up by saying anything he shouldn't have, which had always been the main concern, but Emma was just as proud of Clark for literally stepping up when Jan mentioned Piper by name as she was for his success in avoiding the subject of her undesirable powers. Before returning to the living room, where she was sure to receive a warm and congratulatory welcome, Emma spent a few minutes running through some live and constantly updating social media meta-analysis data. She knew that her close friends and family would tell her she had done great, even if she hadn't, and the numerical imbalance on the panel made it slightly difficult for Emma to tell how much of her current good feeling was truly merited. As she reflected on this, while the first data populated her requested charts and trend lists, Emma dearly hoped that one of her main fears for the show hadn't come to pass. That Jan, purely by virtue of being so outnumbered in her anti-cooperation hysteria, might have come across as a sympathetic character, a victim, or even a martyr. It hadn't seemed like that was happening, particularly when Jan became overtly aggressive, but a second and just as deep relief flooded through Emma when the data popped up to confirm it. Based on public posts and comments scraped from all manner of social media sites, the remarkably sophisticated and suitably expensive reporting software revealed that Jan's overall approval rating had fallen markedly over the second half of the show, while everyone else's had risen. Joe Crabb's rating was up most of all in absolute terms, due in no small part to how much room for growth his metrics had at the start of the night, but Emma was more than satisfied with the small rise in her own. There was no ego involved in this, only an experienced knowledge that the data was almost never wrong, and a recognition that public opinion was more important than ever at a time when major cooperative breakthroughs between humanity and the messengers seemed likely to be just around the corner.
Hey, just checking you're okay in there, Tara called through the door.
Just finishing up, Emma replied. With the personal trend charts out of the way, she very quickly navigated to the issues section of her desktop SMMA app. The news was just as good here, with clear signs that a meaningful number of people had warmed to the idea of Elder Revival over the course of the show, and that enormous numbers had softened in their views of Leisha. Newly featured trending issues included the likes of Third Race and, most of all, Interstellar Shortcut. These were topics identified and named by the app's core team of trend spotters, and while they currently had limited trend-related data due to how newly they had been designated as distinct trackable issues, the word maps and volume indicators for each were lit up green. The only places where Emma saw a concentrated mass of red was on Jan Geller's personal tab. Other good news lay in the downward-pointing arrows next to the issues tabs for telekinesis and telepathy, which were being discussed considerably less now than they had been at the start of the show, and particularly in the 24 hours beforehand. Beyond merely satisfied, soothed was closer to the right word, Emma closed down the app and walked to her door. The feeling of peace that preceded its opening was welcome, enveloping Emma in a warm cocoon that made her problems feel far away. But even when she ultimately opened her office door and found her eyes falling quickly upon Piper's chubby cheeks and innocent smile, the biggest problem of all didn't feel immediately pressing. Because there Piper was, happily surrounded by her loved ones while several of them were pursuing various methods of attempting to remove her uplift powers before they could make a lasting negative impact on her development or draw potentially catastrophic attention from outside sources. Like the down-facing arrows next to the words in her SMAA app, Emma was consciously aware that her own preoccupation with the uplift powers had faded quite significantly in the past hour or so. The looks on everyone else's faces appeared to suggest that they too had been soothed by the way things had played out. Leisha's whereabouts remained a huge question for everyone. Within Emma, Dan, and Tara's fully informed minds, meanwhile, So did the wonder as to what would happen next at the Turkish dig site, which Billy had only passingly alluded to, despite believing it to be the most promising archaeological location ever scouted. The living room's projector was already switched off, hinting that Emma's friends and family supporters had seen enough to know what the reaction and non-reaction would be. "Aced it," Phil Norris said, surprisingly being the first to speak up. "You were amazing," Dan added. Emma looked again at Piper in his arms and walked toward them. She pecked Dan on the lips and gladly took Piper.
"Hey, you,"
she smiled.
"Mama,"
the baby said. "And she's what, like 7 or 8 months?" Phil mused. "Damn smart kid." Mr. Bird slapped him on the shoulder as though swatting a fly. "Language genius." Phil laughed along with everyone else, and in that moment, the air seemed to get lighter still as they did so. In that moment, Emma felt positively serene. But with as much experience as she had for the highs and lows of a decorated PR career, she really should have known that the peace wouldn't last long.